Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you once again for a new hope and experiencing your blessing, Lord God, and your promises today, Lord. And it's our prayer to the God that be with us and let your presence, God, be in this room. And Holy Spirit, teach us again in your word. Thank you for encouraging us, strengthening us, and revealing yourself more and more to us, Lord God, in every circumstances of our life. We bless you, we honor you, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let's open our Bible to Matthew chapter 14, and let's read from verse 22 until verses 33. Immediately, he made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side, while he sent the crowds away. After he had sent the crowds away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. And when it was evening, he was there alone. But the boat was already a long distance from the land, battered by waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on water." And he said, "Come." And Peter got out of the boat and walked on water, and came toward Jesus. But seeing the wind, he became frightened and beginning to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and took hold of him and said to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind stopped, and those who were in the boat worshiped him, saying, "You are certainly God's son." Bless the reading of the word of God. Amen. Now, before we come into this event or these verses that we read in the first beginning of the chapter 14, Jesus heard. Excuse me. Jesus received the news that John the Baptist was beheaded. John the Baptist is his cousin and also his prophet, God called to prepare the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one that is the one crying in the wilderness and proclaim that the people of Israel should repent and come to Jesus. So he heard this, and then when he heard this news, what happened to John the Beloved, John the Baptist, he withdrew himself, he got into the boat and withdrew himself. Now, when I read again this one, I thought that every time that Jesus will go in a secluded place and pray, he's always go into the under the mountain. But when I read this, he got in the boat and he was in the middle of the sea, in the middle of this Sea of Galilee, Lake of Galilee, and nowhere, no one knows where he was in that place. And probably he's praying, and probably, you know, he's so grieving at what happened to John the Baptist. And people, crowd, learning that Jesus went in the boat, people are following him by foot, even though they don't know where Jesus will come or is going to come in the shore or what place he's going to. But this crowd, people, is following him by foot. And then when Jesus landed in the shore, and he saw, let's be in verse 13 onward, and he saw that people, when he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. And we have learned that, you know, he just heard this news. Probably he's still grieving, but when he come into the shore and still he saw this many people and crowd, and what he felt and he saw this crowd and he felt compassion for them, and still he continued to do his ministry to heal their sick. Jesus never stopped doing good works and doing his ministry and healing. Even these people doesn't know what is in inside of him, learning and hearing this news, but still Jesus continued to heal the sick and have compassion of them. And then eventually, night's coming in, and then the disciples asked Jesus that they said these people should be, you know, sent away to get some food, but Jesus told them, no, let's bring them food and let them eat here. And he made a miracle of feeding this 5,000 or more on just two bread, by bread and fish, and multiplying it and then feeding the more than 5,000 men and women on that. So this is a miracle that is witnessed by the disciples, and they are also instrument of bringing this bread in these people of multitude, and they know that this only came from little piece of bread and fish, and then it multiplied and fed the 5,000. And then in verse 22 said, immediately. After these miracles, the Lord Jesus Christ instructed his disciple to get into the boat. I don't know what is that's the rush, but he said immediately he instructed his disciple and get into the boat and go ahead of them on the other side. So the disciples went ahead and Jesus dispersed the crowd and he went up into the mountain and be himself and pray the whole evening. And so the disciple is rowing in the boat, going to the other side. But we read that, you know, the waves is coming, going against their direction. Now we know that majority of the disciples is a seasoned fisherman. Peter, John, James, and Philip is on that boat. And they know that this lake is just, it's not big as a sea. It is a lake, is no, it's just, it is being fed by just probably a spring or other tributary or branch of lakes that is coming in this Galilee of lake. So this is not an open sea, no? So probably they know this lake pretty well. But this time, when they got into the boat and rowing and just going across to the other side, it takes them so many hours. You know, they said they are rowing it in there in the middle of the lake until fourth watch. You know, the fourth watch, it's beginning, it's in between 3 o'clock in the morning until 6 o'clock in the morning. Probably, this seasoned fisherman is not wondering. Probably, they said, you know, they are experiencing a something, you know, a strange thing that they cannot even, you know, move forward because of this wave. So they are there, stuck, and Jesus from the mountain, he saw his disciple that they are not stuck in the middle and not going forward. I do believe, and I believe that Jesus knew that there will be a storm, or maybe Jesus himself sent the storm in that middle so that his disciple will be stuck on that middle of the lake. So make the story short, Jesus went down on the mountain and walked on water. So let's see now the conversation between, and this conversation between Jesus and his disciples. So they're stuck, 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning, and Jesus walked on water. This is a story in the Bible that probably, you know, have been interpreted so many times, even in the movies, even in Sunday school. It's been in the pulpits, preached many times, these miracles that Jesus walked on water. So Jesus walked on water. There's another verse that, you know, probably he's not actually going onto the boat. He's going to pass on them. But the disciples saw, it is a black pitch when you are in the middle of the lake. It's not the same that we have a watchtower on the sea, on the shore. But on that time, at the time of Jesus, on the lake, it's a pitch black. So imagine when these disciples saw Jesus walking on water. I think until that person is that near, probably from here to Brother Jason, I would not see person on water, right? So probably even that time, Jesus is glowing. There's nothing on the Bible that he is glowing. But you know, it is a pitch black, and how could ever the disciples saw men walking on water? That is why they perceive it is ghosts. It's the first time that they experience this miracle, this phenomena that somebody is walking on water. So they shouted ghosts in the middle of this stock. They cannot go, and then the wave is battering them, and then somebody is walking on water. You know, church, sometimes when we are in the middle of the problems, testings and trials, sometimes when the miracle comes to us, it's like a ghost. It's like, you know, sometimes we cannot utter the word miracle. For we, as a Christian, now we can say, it is a miracle. But others may say, it is a ghost, just like what the disciple is experiencing. And many times, even in my life, experiencing miracles. And when I receive that miracle, it stunned me in awe. Just like I can say, oh, is this a miracle? Just like what the disciples, you know, experienced. But the reaction is, because this is the first time that experience, they were afraid. Let's imagine again, in that position, seeing person on the top, on walking on water, and they are shouted, afraid. They cried out in fear, said in the Bible. Imagine if the Lord Jesus Christ will just stay there and stand. Probably those disciples will jump on the boat, right? Now imagine the first time when you are so afraid, people will run. Imagine if Jesus will just stand there and will not say any word. But it said again in verse 27, immediately Jesus spoke. Take courage, it is I. Do not fear. Now let's see, Peter, we know Peter is always, you know, he speak first before he think. That is his character. He is so eager to do things without any thinking sometimes. But look at his petition and look at his prayer unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter said to him in verse 28, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on water. Now, the present problem in that moment is they cannot move on. The wave is battery is against their direction. That's why they cannot move forward. But look on the petition of Peter. He did not say, Lord, if it is you, please remove this wind that is going against our direction. Lord, please remove, let us transport from here to the shore right now, because we have been rowing the whole night and we are still stuck in here. But look at the petition and prayer of Peter. He said, if it is you, command me to come to you on water. You know, sometimes, and even me, sometimes when we pray and we are in the middle of the problems, we are in the middle of difficult circumstances of life, our first prayer is, God, remove us from this kind of situation. God, please send the answer of our prayer. But sometimes the prayer that we are uttering is not the right prayer. The right prayer is just like what Peter said. If it is you, command me to come. Come. That the prayer that we should be uttering is just to be where Jesus is. To be with him. And to be in the feet of Jesus. I remember when Bea is still in 2 years old, it was 2 years old, I lost my job in the Philippines. And me being professional and being so many offices and built some of the houses by my own design and manage it. When I lost my work in one office, I said, "Oh, I can easily get another work." So I prepare my resume, put all those very good projects and experience put into my resume, and then send it through emails. And I waited for 1 week. None came. Oh, probably they are busy. That's what back of my mind. So what I did is, okay, I will go personally to those top 10 offices, and I will give my precious prize pride portfolio and accomplishment. I definitely will get another job. And then give one by one. I waited 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, months, and nothing came back and call me. And then I begin to pray. No, not begin. I pray for that, but not that so seriously pray that, because still Ernie is relying in his own accomplishment and portfolio. But after 3 months, paying the rentals, milk and diapers of the babies, how hard it is, I begin to get nervous. And then 3 months, 4 months, and nothing came. And then I begin to say, "Lord, I am a servant of God. I am a minister in the church. Lord, I'm handling this ministry. I'm in this ministry. My family is serving you." That's the prayer that comes out in my heart. And still nothing came answer on our prayer. And then one time I praise God for my wife. Just like Pizam, his wife. Hallelujah. In the time like this, husband, we really need our wife to be our encourager and standing with us. And they are. And my wife is there for me to standing together. And we prayed and we prayed until on the moment that I almost lost my faith and hope, that only that my wife encourages me. And then one day, our senior pastor called me. We never share this experience that we have to the church, because that is, we just that's not our character to share anything and to tell to anyone what is our experience right now. And then one time, our senior pastor called me, "Ernie, would you come? You join me. I'm going to the prayer mountain." And because there's so many prayer mountains in the Philippines. And immediately I have the second thought, I don't want to go. But my wife, "I think you have to go," Shimi told me. So I joined him, and we walk a mountain, and on the top of the mountain, just an hour or 3 hours when I got in the mountain and to start prayer, one person called up and he said, "Ernie, we want to renovate our house. We want you to design it and we want you to manage it." You know, church, hallelujah, sometimes, yes, just like when we pray, we are not getting the answers because we are not praying the right answers. We are not praying the right prayer. The prayer is, "Let us come where Jesus is." Just like Peter. But when we pray for that kind of prayer, we should be ready to obey. Peter said, "If it is you, command me to walk on water." Peter did not jump immediately to walk on water. He waited the word come. He waited the word come. And Peter got out on a boat And he began to experience the supernatural that none of other disciples experienced and dared to ask Jesus to walk on water. So he walked on water. He is near to Jesus, but his eyes is focused on what is surrounding him. You know, the Bible said, but seeing the wind, I don't know, seeing the wind, you know, we cannot see the wind, right? The air we cannot see. But the effect of the wind in the waves that is battering them, now he saw what is stopping them to go on the shore. And Peter, focusing on that wind, he began to sink. And again, when there are problems and circumstances and hard things happening to us, if it is just, you know, in the surface, oh, it's okay. Just pray, come, Lord, thank you for the answered prayer. And then when it is just like what I experienced in the first time, signing of the problem, it's okay, pray, still okay. Just like Peter, probably, you know, when he's sinking the ankle deep, it is okay. Sinking on the knee deep, it is okay. Sinking on the waistline, it is still okay. But sinking on the chest, because you say in the word, when Jesus reached out his hand, so probably he bent down like that and reached out the hands of Peter. So probably Peter's already on that chest deep, when he is asking the help of Jesus. Sometimes when we are in the problems, in the hard times, we let these circumstances as drown us until we say, help Jesus, God help me. I cannot do it by myself. You know, when I heard you can do that, or in Tagalog, kaya mo lang, kaya mo, meaning you can do it. In the strength of the Lord, you can do it. But you cannot do it by yourself. You need Jesus to overcome and do it. It is only by the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should not wait until these circumstances, you know, drown us before we ask help. The moment that we see these signs that probably the enemy attack in our life, in our family, or even in our finances, or even in our work, even in the ministry, get help and ask Jesus to help us. In all of these things experience, this is the gospel. In verse 32, when they got into the boat, the wind stopped. So two times Peter walked on water. When he's going to Jesus, he walked on water. And then when they go back to the boat, he walked on water. And those that were in the boat worship him. You know, church, Jesus, God revealed himself sometimes mysteriously. Jesus, God revealed himself even in the times of hard times, problems, difficult times in our life, in order for us to really understand and worship him. You know, this disciple is just experienced the multiplication of bread and fish and feeding the more than 5,000. But in these circumstances, they only say in verse 33, you are certainly God's son. Jesus, our God, revealed himself in such a way for us to really know and see his hand and his power and his miracle that he is truly the Son of God. He revealed himself in wellness, and he revealed himself even in the times of difficulties of our lives. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, in all things God works together for good to those who love God and called according to his purpose. We know that scriptures sometimes by head, but by heart, when we are now in the middle of the lake of the storm, just like Peter, we forgot what is the miracle of the multiplication of fish and bread. But we remind ourselves that Jesus, God, works together for good. Those who love God, and we are called according to his purpose. In the middle of the storm, God revealed himself and delivered us so that we could worship him and truly believe that he is the Son of God. And I call Sibyl to lead us in worship. God always, time and time again, calling us to come into his presence, to come where he is. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 and 30, again, he invite people and said, "Come to me, all who you are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Come to me, all you are who weary." It is an invitation of the Lord to all of us. If you are in the middle of a storm, do what like Peter does, did. Pray and ask God to bring you where he is, and you will find comfort, peace, deliverance, and help in time of needs. Isaiah 55 verse 1, again, God said, "Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you have no money, come buy it and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor in what does not satisfy? Come, come to the feet of Jesus. Come to him, and you find rest and find help in times of trouble." Let us pray. Yes, God. A wonderful Jesus name above all name. Yes, Father God, we pray, Lord God, today that you may hear, God, your invitations to just come under your foot, Lord, and just worship you and honor you. Problems may overwhelm us. Circumstances, God, that so difficult may overwhelm us. But nothing can stop us coming unto your foot, O Lord God. To your feet, Lord. When you say, come, give us this heart of obedience and faith and courage to come and find rest. To come and to be on your feet and just stand in awe in your presence, feeling your embrace, your receiving your help. For in your presence there is fullness of joy. In your presence there is peace. For in your presence, O Lord God, there is security. Thank you, Father God, for your word. And thank you for just giving, Lord God, your word to those who are kneeling right now in your presence and hearing your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's come to our prayer today as we, under the feet of Jesus, to just offer all this prayer unto Him. Let's lift up our community who is battling cancer, having surgery and chemo radiation. Let us pray. Also lift up those who are having illness and also need a word of salvation. Pray God for God to just send forth His teachers, evangelists, and missionaries, even believers, to just declare the truth of the word of God wherever they are, and pray that the Holy Spirit will convict their heart, turning their heart from stone to the heart of flesh, and just receive miracles of salvation and healing in their life. Let us pray. Thank you. Let's also lift up those who are having infirmities. Pray that God will touch that part of their bodies, bring miracles and healing. And let faith arise in their heart that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He heals then, He heals now. He's still God that heals forever. Let us pray. So lift up those who are having COVID. Pray for God to just, you know, evaporate that virus in their life, in their that COVID, and bring healing completely. And also covering and protection to those who are in the frontline medical workers. Pray for the precious blood of the Lord Jesus covering them and their families as well. And yes, let the love continue to pour out in their heart and be an ambassador of healing in Christ Jesus. Let's lift up. Also lift up those who are looking for the jobs. Pray for provision. Pray for God's opening and door opportunity for the right time in His perfect time. And pray the faith arise and patience in their heart. Let's pray. So pray for our focus today. Pray for our government. Let's lift up those every sectors, platform wherein God will continue to call out and show His miracles and heal and restore and declare His goodness. Let's pray. also pray for our staff. Pray for the peace and joy, unity and harmony. Pray for, you know, for anointing, for God's continued work in their life. Pray also for the covering and protection for them and their family as well. Let's pray. So also lift up hospitality. Let's pray for, you know, God to bring more child of God to be a minister in welcoming, and also to those to bring in barista, and also pray for P. Samuel, Caleb, and Tim to for guidance and wisdom that they may continually to hear the word of God and be led by the Holy Spirit even in the times like this to bring glory in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. So pray for our worship and sound. So pray for the pregnant mom in our church, Diane, Haina, and others. Pray for recovering protection and good health, both the mom and the baby. And pray for the joy and peace of the parents. And pray for provision as well and smooth delivery, Lord, when the time comes. Let's lift up. Thank you.
Also pray for our house church. Praise God. It's the first meeting of house church today. First Street, Pontana, Happy Valley, Hopewell Care House, OPR in Princeton. That God will just again rekindle the fire of the fellowship when they gather together after the break, that you know the joy of sharing of their experiences with the Lord, and pray for the covering and protection as well. May it be face to face or online. Pray for the presence of God to be with them. Let it be a God-centered and God-glorifying fellowship. Let us pray. Let's pray. Father, we bless you, we honor you, God. Thank you for hearing our prayers today, God. Thank you, God, for in your perfect timing, Lord God, answering all those prayers, Lord God, that we are lifting up at your feet, O Lord Jesus. And thank you, O Lord God, for your word today, God, that hearing, God, that you are always there, inviting us to come into your presence. But even in the midst of trials and testings, you are there, God, to answer us. You are there, Lord God, to invite us at your feet and be at peace in your presence and receive deliverance, love, and rest, God. You are God that is answering prayers, O Lord God. And you love us so much, God. We bless you, we honor you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Enjoy your prayer time, church. See you again tomorrow.